So before we started, I told a little story to those who were here really early about having a lady from my local community come back to the pool the other day to retrieve a pool toy that her daughter had left in the children's area. And as she came by, she showed it to me, and it was a rubber ducky. And it was so cute. And she said, "Oh, Fiona loves rubber duckies." And I was excited about that because I had a collection of rubber duckies that were given to me over some years when I was actively involved in a group called the Playful Friends. And we used to have parties and picnics and go to concerts and shows and all kinds of things. And often when we gathered together, somebody in the group would bring a new rubber ducky for everybody. And so I had a box of rubber duckies, and I hadn't looked at them for quite a while. And when Valerie, another Valerie, told me, "Fiona loves rubber duckies," I said, "Oh, great, perfect place to send my rubber duckies." And while Lynn was playing, they came and picked up the rubber duckies from my front door. And this is a picture of Fiona getting her rubber ducky. Let me see if I can get it. So you, there it is. I think you can see it. Look at the joy on her face. That's the box the rubber duckies were in. And these are her showing off the actual 15 or 16 rubber duckies in the box. And what a treat. What a treat it is to have something to share that's meaningful to someone else. It's such a blessing just to give from the overflow, not from sacrifice. Not even from generosity, but just from that incredible urge that comes up that says, "I have something to share. I have something that delights me that I can share with you." And so that's feels like the place to start here because that's the whole point today. And I'm going to start with a poem from a friend of mine on Facebook whose name is Andy Monheit. I looked up on his Facebook page to see how to pronounce it today, make sure I got it right. And this is his poem called The Symphony of Love. Andy wrote, "Love breathes the world awake with tender fire, a silent song that stirs each fleeting breeze, that paints the heavens, lights the heart's desire, and threads unseen through earth, through skies, through seas. No walls can bind its vast and patient glow. No creed can cage its boundless burning grace. It binds us all, above, beneath, below, one soul, one pulse, one endless warm embrace. In every heart, a universe resides, a fragile hope, a tale, a mystery. And love, unmeasured through the dark divides, a bridge that joins what fear would claim in victory. So, love, be fierce, be tender, and be true. and loving all, you heal the all in you. Messages for a New Earth by Andy Monheit. Such a powerful voice in the world. He's published a book. I've bought four copies now. Three to share and one to cherish myself. But he posts his new poems every day almost on Facebook. And the beautiful illustrations that he creates to illustrate them. Freely giving of the grace of his being, and he inspires me so much. And that's the subject that we're talking about today. We're looking at the book Ideas of Power, and the chapter called You Are a Spiritual Broadcasting Station. And I've been working on this talk for a couple of weeks, and I collected 12 pages of notes. And last night I threw out most of them because I found something that inspired me more than what I had already collected. And I will share those notes when I post the information about the talk, because if you want to see the rest of it, that was pretty good too. But what moved me last night was so powerful personally, because it was actually something that I said during a meditation I led at an evensong service in October of 2017. And I was talking about this chapter. We had done it that morning at Sterling Study Group, and I was there at evensong. And I didn't give the talk at Study Group, but I loved that chapter so much that I had prepared a meditation about it. And when I heard it last night, I had taken the ideas I had that were really good ideas, where I had taken the line from this chapter that Emerson said, we are created inlets of God, but we must become outlets of God. And I had thought about inlets and outlets, and I'd found this great piece that a wonderful woman had wrote, where she talks about ponds and the importance of inlets and outlets in ponds. And if a pond doesn't have an inlet, it tends to dry out and crack. And if a pond doesn't have an outlet, it tends to get stagnant and not thrive. And so I was thinking of inlets and outlets. In the first week, I was focused on the outlets and broadcasting love. And then over the weekend, on Friday, it turned toward, no, think about the inlets. Feel the importance of choosing the inlets. And that felt great. And then last night, before I went to sleep, I heard this meditation that I found serendipitously as I was going to sleep last night. Discovered it's not on any of the websites, it was just on my phone. And I loved it so much. And I started with the quotes from this chapter, which I'll read to you. But then I started flowing about what Ernest Holmes had said, and David Gordon was playing in the background his gorgeous meditation music. And I absolutely heard it, and I soared, and I said, "This is what I need to say." And so this morning, with the help of all kinds of voice recognition stuff, I transcribed it. So that's what you're going to get today. And what I'm going to do is also share the original meditation with the music so that you can hear the original version as well as the one I'm going to read today. Because if it moves you when I read it, I think it will be even more meaningful if you hear it with the music, because David was open to that inward inspiration for his music, and it came through in the background so beautifully. But the words themselves are gorgeous and inspired by this chapter, so that's where I'm going with this. So here we are. I'm doing a meditation on October 15th, 2017. And I'm quoting Ernest in this chapter where he said, "Now it's very simple. We have to love if we're going to broadcast love. We can't hate and broadcast love any more than this harp will broadcast a piano, kind after kind. Everything reproduces its own kind, always. We want to broadcast peace and calm and a deep feeling that will not be disturbed. I know I want to broadcast that. I like to know that if I pass through a situation, it is healed. If I'm in a group of people, I love them and they love me and we embrace each other. I'd like to know that everyone who thinks of me feels a newness of life. That isn't ego. We are all inlets of God, Emerson said, and may become outlets. God made us inlets. We will have to make ourselves outlets." But Ernest went on to say, "But God comes in the still small voice, in the silent sanctuary of the heart, in the love we bear to each other, love so deep, infinite, and broad that men have renamed it and called it God. Love is a coverage, joy is a grace, peace is a depth of the soul. And there is a song in the heart, even if you haven't any voice to sing it. There is an interior awareness which comprehends and embraces all things. We don't have to wonder whether things will come back to us. It will. We don't have to wonder whether it shall go out. It must. We don't have to wonder whether other people sense it. They cannot help it. They do, and they react to it. And we are the broadcasting station." And then I continued. Ernest said that when we are young, most of us look for guidance from the outside to get the rules from other people. And he suggests being an inlet of God, allowing God within us to be that which speaks to us, which informs us, which moves us, and tells us through impulses and intuitions what to do and where to go and how to be and who to connect with. And we do this by going within, by seeking that still small voice, by quieting our minds and listening to that internal information that is ever present. Whether it comes to us as a feeling of love or a deep peace, Perhaps it's a brilliant idea or simply a smile. Sometimes it's even a giggle. I enjoy when the universe surprises and delights me. But I know that divine energy is here in each of us. I know the way to it is soft willingness. Beloved said, soft willingness is the key to our connection to Source. Soft willingness is the key to everything we want in life. So I invite you to just feel your willingness to receive that love that's ever flowing to you. To imagine receiving a stream of ideas that make you smile or open your heart or inspire you. Welcome, Anne Marie. If you'd mute, that would help. Imagine receiving the answer to a question you've been asking. Imagine feeling peace no matter what's happening around you. All of these things and so many more are possible as we simply relax and trust and breathe and listen. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to open my heart to the love that God is. I'm willing to open my mind to the intelligence and the creativity that God is. I know that this divine energy resides in me always. It is the truth of each of us. And as we connect to this divine energy within, we have the resources to become an outlet of God. To be a light in the world, to be an instrument of peace, to be a source of love, or to be an inspiration. It's not a matter of what we do, it's a matter of who we are. If we feel the peace within us, we are peace in the world. We touch the consciousness of humanity with peace. We become a source of respite, sanctuary, and rest for those who need that just by allowing ourselves to sink into peace in any particular moment. When we love our partner, our kitty cat, our home, the birds in the trees, or the beauty of the sky, doesn't matter what we love. When we love, we broadcast love to the consciousness of our world. Love where it's simple, love where it's easy. And the more we love, the more the muscle of love gets strong within us, and it's easier to love more widely and well. So love freely, love anywhere, just love. This morning, I was loving the sound of fallen leaves rustling on the path beneath my feet in the woods. Doesn't matter what we love. As we love, we broadcast love. We become a source of God's love for others on the planet. Some people are very public in their service, but we don't have to be public. We can be very private. What happens in the privacy of our own consciousness matters. The love in our hearts, the peace in our center, the ideas in our mind matter. They communicate beyond what we can imagine. And it is good. It is good. That was what I was inspired to say from Ernest's words in 2017. And just the other day on Facebook, I saw Stephanie Udanda, who channels something called Solarium, who said, "And we will say quite clearly that your love can be felt. Yes, your love can be felt if it's just one of you. But when there are groups of you who remember, who are triggered to bring forth the love, ah, your world will shift quickly, yes. And just as you have these giant waves of fear, of anger, tsunamis of fear and anger washing across the world at this time, you are being called forth to stay centered in your love. Yes, send forth that love, dear ones. I am blown away that I go on Facebook and my friends on Facebook are saying those kinds of things. That consciousness is available to me personally, to all of us, through things like social media sometimes, through things like children picking up little duckies on our front steps because we just are inspired to love in a moment. It's remarkable. It's so simple. And sometimes I get so caught up in the chaos that I lose the simplicity of what's here. Of what's happening. What's happening is God unfolding. And as I always try to remind myself, even when it looks like something going wrong, it's something going right from a broader perspective. There is a bigger picture here, and I can't always, sometimes not even often, see the biggest possible picture. But I can believe and trust and know it exists because God is, and there is only one. And love is everywhere. So I'm going to close with another poem from Andy Monheit, my friend on Facebook, who shares his beautiful poetry every day for free because he is a spiritual broadcasting station. And this is his poem called, "Are You Open?" The sky asks if you're open. It folds its clouds into paper boats and lets them drift across your thoughts. Receiving is easy when you let it happen, like sunlight landing on your skin without asking permission. Expansion comes softly, not with fireworks, but the quiet hum of a universe stretching to make space for you. You give so much, your hands always full of offerings, a kind word, a bright coin, a piece of yourself tied in a bow. But what if the miracle today is simply letting your hands be empty? The trees don't apologize when they take rain. The ocean doesn't hesitate to pull the rivers in. The things that no longer fit, those old shoes, those tired stories, can be given to the light. Watch how they dissolve into something softer, something kinder, something that isn't yours anymore. And when you finally open wide, wider than you thought possible, you'll find the gifts waiting. Time bending like a smile, money jingling in a stranger's laugh, creativity pouring out of the cracks you once tried to seal. You are the dream of everything that came before you, the echoed of a million whispered prayers that didn't even know your name. So are you still open? The sky is still waiting. And so it is.